Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio, here with the new head football coach of the Pella football team, Ben Ballard, for, I believe, his first interview officially in the role. Ben, obviously, we've known each other a long time. You've been a part of this program as a player and a coach, and now you get a big promotion now to lead after, obviously, the great work that Coach McKinstry has done for the past 28 years. First of all, what does it mean to have this opportunity to lead this program? I know it means a lot to you.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Yeah, you definitely. This is a special program. For a lot of reasons, certainly as a player and as an assistant coach for a number of years, and surrounded by a lot of great men, both as players and as coaches. And so it's a great honor. I don't take it lightly, and but certainly also comes with some expectations that I welcome as well.
And I was about to say, the shoes are very big to fill. There's no doubt Jay is not just one of the greatest coaches here in Pella in the high school's history, but in state history. And obviously, you're not Jay McKinstry. You played for him. You coached with him for a long time. I'm sure it's a challenge you're welcoming, but one that you also, I know, definitely acknowledge.
Yeah. Certainly, I think you said something there that rings true, that I'm not Coach McKinstry, and I can't be and won't be and don't want to be, you know. So there's certainly a lot of things in our program that I believe in and will stay the same, but yet I have to make this program mine and fit who I am as a coach and who the rest of us are, and we have plans to do that.
And no doubt Jay obviously has been a mentor to you, and I'm guessing obviously it was bittersweet news when you knew he was eventually going to have to retire or maybe die on the sideline, but clearly, you know, he means a lot to you, and obviously this past year was really special, and I'm guessing that's great fuel for you heading into this new role.
Yeah. Yeah, Coach McKinstry has been an incredible mentor for me. I think back to, you know, what he did for me as a young man, as a player, and kind of introducing me to the sport and also helping me see that I could go on to play college football. And then that decision, you know, I came back to Pella and did take a couple years off after I graduated in 07 before starting in 2010 on staff. And probably really didn't understand or see that it would get to this point, but I think through his mentorship and just the love of coaching and the love of being around young men, it's continued to grow every year, and so excited for this opportunity.
Well, and the program is obviously not in bad shape. We just played in a state championship game not that long ago, and obviously these kids, you know, really excited about the direction of the program. I'm guessing that all helped in your decision in the sense of wanting to apply for this position, is that overall things are pretty good right now for Pella football.
Yeah, I think you're right, and more than or as much as the record, it's my belief that the culture and the mission of this team is strong. And that I think was really fueled the decision. Certainly some of my choices of whether to go for this or not were made long before I knew we were going to make the state championship, with the news coming out so quickly after. But what I really believe in and am proud to be able to step into is the core of what we're about, which is growing and developing young men to use the game of football as a tool to help them learn about how to be good citizens, good fathers, good husbands, and whatever they'll do in life. And so that mission is I think, still alive and well and strong, and that's probably what excites me more than wins and losses.
Well, and you're somebody who came up in TLCBF and came up in this mantra and this program as a player and got to be around it now for the past 14 years as a coach. Not to put any pressure about traditions, but it seems like that has got to be exciting for you, is not only to carry on those traditions, but to put your own spin on it and take the lessons you've learned and apply it to what has basically been the overarching mantra of Pella football, is building young men into leaders and into great family men.
Yep. Yeah, that's just it. So the core, I mean, it's pretty cool to come into a program where, you know, the core of what we're about and who we are is incredibly strong. And that, you know, is the task for me to maintain that. And I feel strongly about doing so. And with great confidence, I think we can. And then, yeah, you look at, there's certainly some opportunities to grow. Everybody does. Even when Coach McKinstry was here, every offseason we sat down and said, how can we get better? How can we improve? How can we continue to stay relevant and compete? And I think now, as I take over, we'll do the same thing.
Here with Ben Ballard, he's the new Pella head football coach after serving as an assistant for the past 15 seasons. And, you know, one of the parts about that, mentioning assistants, it seems like right now the goal is to have staff continuity, right? And I think that anytime you have a program like this, it's high profile, you get those kinds of questions like, who's going to stick around? You were just telling me one of the decisions behind this was that it seems like the staff is really excited about the transition in leadership, and obviously a staff, some of whom have been here a long time, some of whom a little bit younger, but obviously a lot of buzz around the staff and what they've done, not only for the past year, but what they hope to accomplish with you going forward.
Yeah. I think credit to Coach McKinstry for what he's done in bringing in some talented staff, and I've been lucky and fortunate enough to work with some great young men or great old men, depending on who it is. But and so certainly those guys I really enjoy going to work with, going to battle with every day, and that was a big factor in my decision. Right, it is a very big role, and I know that, but doing it with people that I feel like are committed to what we're trying to do and have the same belief system and are also kind of excited to do this moving forward with me in this role, I think was really factored in my decision to say, you know what, this is the right choice for me.
And this all comes at a time where the football landscape in Iowa changed significantly near the end of Jay's tenure, and obviously that you've been a part of competitively, right? The new class 4A, we've now had a handful of seasons, and probably, you know, obviously you have the Southeast Polks in 5A and some of the Harlins and still doing well in other classes, but probably the most competitive of the classes since the new move has been 4A, right, in terms of top to bottom, 1 through 36, there's not a lot of nights off. How are you approaching this, knowing that Pella football's place is different than what it was even as you were as a player when you first joined the program, and how exciting slash daunting, whatever word you want to use, is it to get this football program competitively ready for what is probably arguably the most competitive environment in the state?
Yeah, part of, you know, I think part of what I have brought to the program and will continue to challenge our team on is competing. It isn't, you know, sometimes in life it's easy to maybe shy away from a challenge or to look for a path less traveled. And certainly I want to help equip young men with some tools to compete. And that certainly is on Friday nights. We have the opportunity in the new 4A to go into a game almost every week where you don't know who's going to win and lose. And if we're being honest, in some of the 13, 14, 15 time frame, there were games where you went in and said, this is probably a win, even if we don't play our best. The reality is we're in a landscape now where you go in every game and you're not sure who's going to win. And that's competition at its finest. I think we need to embrace that. I think we need to, we have embraced that and we'll continue to do that. And you do that by looking at how can we compete within our system just before Fridays, right? It can't only be that. It needs to be that. But you got to do it by putting kids, you know, in the weight room to compete against themselves and get better every day. We need to create situations in practice where kids compete against each other, not only for position battles, but just to make each other better and have a winner and a loser, you know, and you need that opportunity to compete. And then when things go well, you reflect and celebrate. And when they don't go well, you also need to have the ability to say, what didn't go well? How do I get better and improve? And I think, although you could say, you know, oh man, it sure be nice to have whatever, but the reality is when you have that opportunity to compete, you have to be okay with the potential to lose, and you have to also understand that you can have the great feeling of victory when you do have it in a game where you don't know who is going to win.
Well, that all comes at a time when I know the numbers in the program have grown in terms of athletes who want to be involved ninth grade, which is kind of anomalous, right? Because other places the programs have been shrinking, and now you're at a school where you're competing with state championship or state contending cross country in the fall and interest in basketball, right, where we have all these great programs. The marching band's phenomenal, so these kids are pulled in 1,000 different directions. How do you view this, especially maybe with different eyes than what's been there before, of keeping the program healthy number-wise to stay competitive and to keep kids not only obviously from a competitive standpoint, but those who want to come play football and be a part of the tradition and the culture that's fostering that off the field stuff? How do you keep those numbers up knowing there's competition in your own school, right? And that you're being pulled 1,000 different directions.
Yeah, it is hard. You know, football is not an easy sport. It never has been, and it continues to be tough, right? You have to be tough. You have to want to work really, really hard. And there's some reality that there are other ways for kids to spend time that maybe aren't as tough. And so we are, you know, working and have worked to continue to convince kids that this work is worth it. Again, we believe in what it does to develop a young man. We believe you can learn a heck of a lot about yourself when you have adversity or when you have a tough situation where you're on the ground, you got knocked down, and how do you pick yourself back up? And these, they're small situations in the grand scheme of things, Andrew, on the football field, right? When you think about getting knocked over and standing up, which relative to what some of these kids will experience in life or some of our kids even already have experienced in life. And so we believe in that mission. We hope that, you know, that marketing will work to help these kids understand that you're going to, it's going to be tough. It isn't easy. It's not supposed to be easy. But the thrill of victory is a feeling you don't get almost anywhere. And I know I'm biased, but I, the sidelines on a Friday night is a special, special place. And there's not a whole lot of feelings like it in any sports or other activity.
Well, considering all we've talked about for the past 10 minutes, obviously the final question is, what's your goal, right? And I'm not the AD, I'm not Mr. Fouch interviewing you here, but clearly you have a vision for this program. You're a guy who seems like this wants to be a long-term fit. 28 years may be a lot to ask, obviously, considering how long, and obviously some of the grind that Jay went under. But what are your long-term visions for this program, knowing, again, competition's important, what you're doing to develop young men's important, what you're doing as a coach and growing as a coach with the staff is important. What is that vision, and what do you hope to see for Pella football through all the work you're going to put in the next 5, 10, 20, or maybe 28 years?
Well, I think job number one, I told you, is developing young men of high character to go do great things in life. That's been our mission, and I believe in it wholehearted that we'll continue to maintain that. If this game is only about wins and losses, it's still great, but it's probably not, you know, the right objective, number one. So I believe strongly that we'll continue to develop young men of high character to go do great things. And then after that, we want to compete at the highest level, right? There's a reality that I'm a competitor. The coaches surrounding me are competitors, and we want to do this to win. It means we'll be okay even if we don't, but certainly we have aspirations to go chase championships, find a way to get back to the dome, and work our tail off to do everything we can to get that done.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. That's Ben Bollard. He's the new Pella head football coach who assumes the role. Obviously, pending school board approval, we haven't quite gotten there yet, but I'm going to guess they're going to hear this interview and be really inspired by it. But all jokes aside, Ben, really great to A, work with you the past couple of years, and really looking forward to the next however many years it is, and obviously the future of Pella football. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.